That's very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. My following question is a two-parter. So the first part of it is, what is the biggest mistake that you see Gen Z make regarding generosity and giving? And on the flip side, what is something that you notice Gen Z do really well when it comes to generosity that could
Yeah, I
inspire
think,
generation?
yeah, I think the on the positive side, starting with that, I think a true heartfelt concern, often, not always, of course, for the needy, desire to help the needy, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. I know a lot of Gen Zs that are out there picking up the pro-life movement and doing things with the poor and needy and going into housing developments and moving in next to people, living with them. You don't have to go overseas to be a missionary, though I'm all for going overseas to be a missionary. But man, it's all around us. We have people of every tribe and nation and language virtually in our cities and sometimes in our suburbs. So I would say that's a positive thing. I think a negative thing is that there is less emphasis sometimes on giving away money. It's like, I'll give my time. And great. I mean, if you just give money and you don't give time to people, that's not the right way to go about it. But giving should always include every aspect of our lives, including our money. And again, Jesus was talking about the giving away of money, calling it treasure. When he said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So the more you give to the things of God, the people of God, and to needy people, the greater your heart will be for them.